The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool?
See,
they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Rock and I are back. That's right, we have episode 11 of Total Divas, and we'll recap all the drama right after the break. So come on, baby, dance so loud. Break me through the crowd and take a chance right now. Lift me up and put me in a trance like wow. I can feel the tension inside. Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Don't do this! Oh my God!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
came to play.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Phone in their cute little matching dresses, and they're going in costumes.
They're going to, or they're going to be a guest appearing on Psych on USA. It's a dream come true for them.
Fellas are moving up in the world, and now we're getting now we're getting stats. For those of you that ever wanted to build your own Bella, here you go. Here's the stats on both Brie and Nikki. Weight, height, clothing size.
She's a smaller 4. She says her weight is 130. And Brie's like, really? All right, maybe 135. That was tremendous. Her trying to hide that she's a little over... Alright, she's not overweight, but heavier than Brie.
Yeah, by about 10 pounds or so.
Yeah. Her face during it was amusing.
And now they're talking about O faces, which is a little awkward. Yeah. Just, you know, a little.
A little bit. So yeah, that's how we kick off this Total Divas episode. A very interesting way to do it. But here we go.
And now we're at John Cena's house.
And
with
he,
fish.
And he has fish.
What the hell do they name the fish?
Big Tits, I think. The fish is named Big Tits, named after Nikki.
Wow, that's just wow. And here's the clip from last week where Nikki was packing all her boxes and preparing to move.
Yeah. And there's the bell.
Which means the boxes are here. And John's face is just like, your stuffs?
Yeah, here's your stuffs. This is Nikki's first time living with a guy, as we mentioned before. She feels like such a queen. She's beyond happy.
Well, you know, she's moving into a palace, so...
Yeah.
And yeah, John is, like, having a moment. He's seriously freaking out right now.
He gives the big, yeah, thumbs up. All right, 26 boxes. Okay, yeah. Again, she has, do you want me to walk around here naked? He's like, yeah.
Typical guy.
Duh.
John looks terrified. Nikki, the word you want is terrified. And oh God, here we go. Here come the friends. Again, how many do you need?
Yeah, that is the question. How many toys or friends do you need? She has a massaging toothbrush, according to John Cena. She's about five in her hand. She had to bring her friends along for the ride.
I hope she cleaned those before she brought them.
And now she grabs his ass.
Well, it's right there. I mean, you know, might as well. Ooh, a fuzzy face. I saw a fuzzy face.
We're here on Monday Night Raw, and it's the Funkadactyls. And the Uso. And Natty.
And
Mr. Belding.
Wow, that's Mr. Belding?
Yeah, Mr. Belding got fat.
Yes, he did. And Nikki's making out with the truck. Oh! We're getting a confession. And Nikki just told Brie about the tricep.
Yep.
And the fact that he's gone for 6 months.
No TVs, no nothing. 6 months, John Cena's gone. Brie and Nikki were supposed to go to Vancouver together, and, well, Nikki's not going. Because she's going to with John.
Yeah, basically, you know, they've got this huge gig, and, you know, Nikki wants to stand by her man. There's nothing wrong with her wanting to stand by her man. But she wants to stand by her man. And, well, that's going to get them in trouble. And now Brie is making out with John Cena's face on the truck. What the heck?
I kiss good luck? I don't know.
I don't know. We get to see the truck, and now we see Monday Night Raw. And the Funkadactyls are coming out.
The funk is on a roll.
Yo. Hey, there was a random summer in the background.
Yep.
I think what's amazing about this show, other than just the divas, is all the wrestlers and the other divas trying to avoid the cameras. It's amazing.
Yeah. Eva Marie is talking about this is what I want to do. She will do anything to be a part of it. Hey, it's an AJ and a Layla.
I remember this match! I totally remember this match, because this is where Layla made the awesome face at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, down. Eva Marie's just watching on, and the Funkadactyls win. And we didn't get to see the face.
We got to see an angry AJ, though.
We got to see angry AJ. We have Eva Marie and JoJo congratulating the Funkadactyls.
Oh! Trinity talking smack!
Oh! You know, Trinity brought up the match, you know, that with Natty, don't forget to wear your diapers. And then she said, girl, bye, didn't Natty?
Oh my goodness, Eva Marie's gonna announce on Monday Night Raw. I don't know how this is gonna go, but okay. And now Natty's talking about all the different roles that they throw at the divas, and, you know, basically, Eva hasn't proven herself, and she thinks she's the cast meow, but she's, you know, just playing around in the litter box, which is fantastic.
Test run. That was terrible, Eva Marie. That was terrible.
Yeah, Mark's like, oh god, what did I just do?
Yeah. Oh, again, Eva Marie has to bring her A game, and we know what her A game is, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. Basically, she's going over what it takes to be a ring announcer, which is you actually have to know the roster, which is if you work for the company, you should know the roster. You should know the people you're working with.
Right.
You've got to memorize weights and hometowns.
Yep.
But again, if you actually pay attention to the roster, it's really not that hard. The hardest thing would probably be the weights.
And here he is, the former WWE champion, the golf ball himself, John Cena.
And this is the Raw, just for context, this is the Raw after SummerSlam.
Yes.
The night after. Because this is, here's the speech.
He's saying he has a torn tricep and he can be out for 6 months. 4 to 6 months, he says.
Yeah, two. And here's where Cena puts over Brian, which we applaud.
Exactly. And here comes Daniel Bryan. Sans WWE Championship. If you watched Soul Divas last week, you would think Daniel Bryan's the champion. No, he got screwed out of the title moments later after he won the title.
And I'm curious to see if they address it at all.
Well, here
there he is winning the title, and granted, they don't give the context of when this moment is happening versus the title win, but yeah, this was the night after, and they don't address it so far. And there's Bree and Brian in a dressing room. Aww.
She got lipstick on him. He's growling.
He growls like a bear. What the heck? Oh.
Daniel Bryan's replacing John Cena for Media Days. So yeah, life's about to change for Daniel Bryan.
Bryan's got to step it up.
A more hectic schedule. Oh, Daniel.
Wonder if that's his way of flirting.
Probably is.
Yeah.
It's not a bad way.
No. Just pull a Bella on your back and walk off with her.
Mm-hmm. John Cena gets aboard his private plane.
Wonder who pays for that. I wonder if he pays for that or if WWE does. And here's the next clip that we watched last week, which is, you know, Cena freaking out on the airplane.
John Cena actually being human. He's freaking out about the surgery, he's not getting any younger. This is the first time you actually see real John Cena showing true emotion. He's trying to hold it back. Trying so hard to hold it back.
Just let it go, John. Just freak out on the camera. It's good TV.
And now we get to the lesson about the sack.
I'm just curious. Is either pink or blue?
As now we're learning about the space between.
And we get the line, I feel as if public education has failed you.
Yeah.
And now we're in Pensacola at Dr. Andrews Institute. We see John getting prepped for surgery. And Nikki's talking about how, you know, she's going to be there for John's surgery, and then she's taking the last flight out for Vancouver.
And John Cena gets wheeled away. Nikki says she loves him.
And they're going to... Oh, God, they're not going to show the surgery, are they?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at that. Cool.
Ooh. Oh!
Oh, good Lord. Blood going everywhere.
That was a gusher of blood, and you know what? You're going to have to take it from here, because, yeah. Not watching.
Nope, there's no more blood at the moment. They're cleaning, you know, opening him up. Hit the curtains. Nikki's freaking out. She's wondering what's going on. As then we have the Funkadactyls and the Uso freaking out in a car as we're going to break.
And so, oh dear, things are about to get a little interesting, at least, you know, with everything. But yeah, so... John Cena can squirt blood really, really well, apparently.
What else can't he do very, very well?
But it's kind of interesting that they, you know, hit the curtains and killed the curtains. Probably they didn't want the majority of it getting caught on camera.
Yeah.
That's probably the... Because I think there's actually... I don't know if there's a law or there's rules against that or something, that you can't bring cameras into an operating room. Something like that.
Well, there's shows that show operations, but I guess it depends.
Yeah, it depends. Some doctors are just really funny about it, but James Andrews shouldn't have a problem with it.
No, but I think it got a little too messy, right, and they probably said, no more cameras.
Yeah, so... But yeah, you know, John Cena squirts blood really well, and...
John Cena's a squirter. Anyway, what did we learn from that segment of the show?
Well, we learned about the male southern region.
We did.
And the technical terms for the male southern region. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Total Divas, for
educating us tonight.
Yeah, for the edumacation. Greatly appreciate that.
We learned that Nikki has a lot of friends.
Nikki has a lot of friends.
Many shapes and sizes, colors. Blue, pink, green, and the like.
Is that really a Harley-Davidson Christmas commercial? Please tell me you had that.
Yeah, I did.
Did that really happen?
That really happened.
Oh, Harley, why? What? Why? Why?
And
anyway.
And the other thing we learned, that Eva Marie is going to be a ring announcer on Monday Night Raw.
And I'd like to point out that none of the other girls looked too happy about that.
No, they weren't. Like, Cameron was like, okay, cool. And the others was like, okay.
Yeah, Natty looked a little pissed. Natty's like, wait, what? You're going to put her out there?
But apparently they are.
Yeah, apparently they are. And we're back at the Andrews Institute. Oh, God, don't show anymore. Don't show anymore. I don't want to see.
Close your eyes.
Sorry, y'all. I get really queasy with this kind of stuff.
They close the curtain because of all the blood.
Nikki's having a little bit of a freak-out moment. And the curtains are back. We're back open. They're cleaning the operating room.
Yeah.
And it got everywhere, literally, all over
everything.
That's why
they closed the curtain, because it was gone. It went everywhere.
Ew. They're pulling stuff out.
Yeah, they're pulling stuff out. He gave the thumbs up. He can't do any sort of movement with the arm for like 10 days. And John's groggy, but he as they give a nice kiss with each other. Cena's not thirsty. He's a tough guy, according to Nikki.
And we get pictures of John Cena's elbow. He's still really out of it. Ew.
Yeah, he's completely out of it.
Do we have to show that kind of stuff? Anyway, we are back in Orlando.
At the Performance Center.
We can see more of it. And there, oh look, it's Eva Marie and Alicia Fox.
Alicia's like, no way, you're announcing? Oh my god. Alicia's talking about how she almost got her butt fired because she was doing a lot of ums and uhs when ring announcing.
Yeah, because you gotta know how to talk. That's the thing. You can't be and oh, we get a Fandango reference.
We flash back to when she, you know, last time she was trying to bring her A game and, well, couldn't dance. The Fandango.
And now Alicia's giving her a little mini quiz, and Ava's like, I have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on. I gotta go study. And now they're swinging their arms back and forth. Now we're in Vancouver, British Columbia. Oh, Canada.
Mm.
For the
Yay, Canada! Shoot. And we see Brie arriving for the psych shoot. She's all businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed very conservatively. We see their trailer. And she's studying. And now she's getting fangs?
Apparently. And there's Nikki. They're all getting made up.
They're getting goo put on their face.
Nikki's excited to give John a sponge bath.
I swear to God, is there anything this woman cannot turn into something sexual?
Oh, look at them getting made up.
Yeah, they're getting some serious makeup done. There's Dual Hill.
Nikki's big into vampires and zombies. There's James Roday, this other star of Psych.
And now they're like half pretty, half
zombie.
Not.
Half pretty, half zombie.
Which is interesting. I may have to find this episode of Psych. And now we're with the fucking Dactyls and John Uso. And they're
jiggling their fun bags. And
we have some gas in the car.
The Uso farted.
And now he's getting yelled at.
And he's not unlocking the window. He's torturing them. Oh, go, Uso. Go.
That's a wrestler right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. He wants to spray some
perfume in his butt. Oh, God.
Now he's put in late another one. They're trapped in the car with him. Oh, Uso, you're awesome.
As far as these three need their own show. They mm-hmm. seriously do.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back at the performance center, and Eva's having a heart-to-heart with Mark. She's really trying. She's really giving her effort.
Yes, she's panicking a little bit, and she wants to try this out. This is going to be interesting.
And now Mark's helping her with her ring announcing. Wait, what? Thank you, Mark! She just said Orton's from L.A.
Las Vegas. Los Angeles, yeah.
No, it was L.A.
Yeah, L.A.
Again! You should at least know where he's from. He's one of the top stars of the company. Hell, he's the face of the WWE.
Yeah. She wants a cheat card and, well, no cheat cards. This is professional. This is WWE. You got to know your stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. And Mark's now sort of regretting this decision because it's like, you know, she wants to cheat. And he's like, no. I mean, you don't see Justin Roberts or Lillian Garcia and, oh, dear. Looks like things do not go well. Looks like maybe somebody hindered gender. But
somebody hindered the gender.
Totally hindered the gender. But yeah, and that's true. It's like you're in the best wrestling company, sports entertainment company, whatever you want to term it, in the world. You should at least have some brand awareness. You should know where guys like Randy Orton are from.
Yeah. All right, where's Mark Henry from, Lindsay?
College Station, Texas.
Close enough. I think they give him Silsbee, Texas. Close enough. So say, you knew where Mark Henry was from. She didn't. Where's Randy Orton from?
St. Louis, Missouri!
John Cena?
John Cena is from West Newbury, Massachusetts.
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan is from Aberdeen, Washington.
There you go. Alright, one more. This is the toughest of them all, alright? The Undertaker.
Death Valley. Dude, imagine if she, like, screwed up Taker.
Oh, they would never let her do an introduction for Taker.
Oh, I know they would never let her do it, but just imagine if you screwed that up for someone like Taker.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
I want to see that talking too.
It's called, your ass is on the next bus out of here.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, but still, it's like, she's at this stage been with the company for probably 6-7 months. You should know who's on the roster.
Right. We're not expecting you to know everybody, but if they're going to say, where's Randy Orton from? Las Vegas, Los Angeles, California. What?
It's called, you know what, we know you read the internet, Ava. It's called Wikipedia. You can at least Wikipedia the guy. Sorry. This wrestling fans, right here, two of us, you know, here together. Yeah, it's brand awareness. The fact that she doesn't even have brand awareness, she doesn't know where Randy Orton's from, does not encourage me at all.
No, this performance is going really, really bad.
We have a hunch.
We have a big hunch about that one.
We've also seen spoilers. Yeah. Thank you, Tumblr.
Thank you. No, I'm not thanking Tumblr.
But you love Tumblr. It's your most favoritest place.
Oh, Tumblr.
You know, aside from Google, late at night.
Alright, we're not talking about late at night, Google. And we're back in Tampa, Florida.
And John's on his way to pick up Nikki. He's got his arm all wrapped up.
She's excited. He's excited to see her, and he shouldn't really be driving because he looks completely out of it.
Yeah, he does. Now they're talking about the surgery. Now they're talking about the geyser of blood.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about Brian. John's happy that Brian's feeling good, although not really. Basically, they're now talking about how Daniel and Bree's life is about to change and how Bree is not going to like it.
Nope, because Bree's the boss and John Cena knows exactly what Brian's in for right about now.
And now she's making out with him in the car. Nikki, he's trying to drive. Let the man drive the car. And basically she's talking about how they're not allowed to have sex for...
At least two weeks.
Honey, that's why you have friends.
That's why you brought your friends along. She needs a shower now. Oh, Nikki. What are we going to do with you?
Give her friends.
Pretty much.
And now we're at home with John and Trinity.
She looks like a bag of Skittles.
She's cooking in the kitchen. Oh, God. What did he do to his foot?
He hurt his foot. Oh.
Oh, whoa.
More blood. Lindsay's favorite thing.
This is a blood-filled episode of Total Divas. And now she's fussing at him, telling him to get his stuff checked. Basically, she doesn't want John to wind up like her dad, who hates going to the...
Yeah.
She's giving him crap. It's amazing.
You're rotting it from the inside out.
Trinity's so amazingly sassy. I love her. And now she's trying to treat his toe.
She thinks it's going to fall off.
His toenail may fall off.
She said his toe.
Oh. Basically, he doesn't want her to treat it anymore because it hurts.
Yeah.
And hey, look, we're in Phoenix. Are we actually going to get to go home with Bree and Brian?
Yes, we are.
Oh my god! They're in there talking about CrossFit. And Bree's taking care of the bills. Oh, they're so domestic.
There's Josie about to go kill a cameraman.
Or at least the boom mic. Yeah. And he's counting out how many days he's going to be on the road. Wow. 13 days.
Yep. They're now the new power couple because they're going to be doing all the events and publicity. Because they're the face of the WWE. Oh, Brian. Told her trainer to work her to the bone.
And now Bree's trying to put a submission hold on Brian. It's just not working. And the dog's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
He's like, you've got it wrong.
Now she's using her legs.
Brian, you're so evil.
Oh, they're a good couple.
They're an amazing couple. And speaking of Brian, here he is coming out on Monday Night Raw. Here's the Shield! Yay, the Shield!
And there's Eva Marie.
Getting ready to go out for ring announcing.
She doesn't even know how to get to Gorilla. Oh, Eva.
John Uso's like, oh my god, you're amazingly special.
She doesn't know how to get to the ring.
She's basically like, don't mess up. There's Justin Roberts.
Justin Roberts
basically
is
like... basically, he's like, if you get lost, you're SOL.
Yep.
He's like, oh my god, this is gonna be awful.
Mm-hmm.
She can't say his name! And she's talking about cheating.
She's freaking out because she doesn't know how to say gender.
Yeah, pretty much, Natty. Pretty much. Natty basically said, you know, nobody's asking you to do anything huge. You know, you just have to remember a few lines. And she's telling Eva to get it together.
She just called her a hot mess.
Oh, God, that voice. I think I remember that, Raw. Did we call her out on that?
That was not actually Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
That was WWE Superstars. Anyway.
Still, we need to go find this.
We needed to find it. If this might be an extra on this episode tonight.
Might be an extra. We might do it. I don't know. But yeah. So what have we learned from this? Jon Uso does not like to go to the doctor. Mm-mm. Not in the least. Dickie can turn anything into anything sexual.
yeah, she can. If she wants to make something sexual, she knows how to do it. What else have we learned?
And, well, Bree and Brian's life, it's changing for forever.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. They're on the road 13 days. 13 days. That's a lot.
It's interesting because you and I had this conversation about them being on the European tour recently, and how do they pack for that, and whether they get the opportunity to do laundry or anything, and it's clear, you know, Brian is packing for 13 days on the road.
Right.
So they pack for the amount of clothes they're going to need, so you don't get a chance to do laundry, so you got to pack for that many days. That's incredible.
That is incredible. That's a lot of time you got to pack for, a lot of clothing.
And if you think about it, he's probably going to be only home for like maybe a day, and then he's got to do laundry and probably go back out for another, you know, 13, 14 days.
Most likely, yeah. That's pretty much how that's the deal at this point for them. They'll be on the road off every single day, early and often.
This Nook commercial scares me.
What, with the dude?
Yeah, the dude.
The Barnes
it's like,
and Noble.
Oh my god, it's Fix-It Felix!
I see the guy from 30 Rock.
See, I don't watch 30 Rock, so...
Well, you can't now, it's off the air.
Well, you know, when they release it on DVD, you could. Jerk.
You could. It is on Xfinity On Demand. I think. Anyway, the point of the matter is things are interesting, are going to get really interesting in the life of Dana Ryan.
Yes, and Brie Bella, will she be able to handle, you know, Brian's schedule? We've seen Nikki be able to cope with Cena's, and Brian's basically getting the Cena schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually getting a hint of what John Cena was.
We get this a hint of
up.
Yeah, we
and
get,
we're back.
We're back, and we get a hint of John Cena's life. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there's, you know, JoJo, Natalya, and Nikki, you know, they've got their hair up, or at least, you know, Natty and Nikki have their hair up in curlers. We see the Usos. Dude, Nikki's doing, or, Natty's doing the entrance. It's awesome!
It is. Oh, Lord.
You're making fun of her for a cheat sheet? You forgot contest. Ow. Ow, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah, Oh! Oh!
Ow!
Ow!
Nikki Bales!
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Nikki! Right there! Wait, did she forget gender?
Oh. She forgot gender.
Oh, Miss Sandra calling her out!
Oh, Eva.
Eva, you forgot somebody on live TV. Are you stupid? And there's, the fucking Dactyls watching the Usos wrestle. And, oh, somebody came up, Gimp.
You know, his bad foot.
His bad foot, that toe. And now they're talking about the toenail. And Trinity's describing it, and Ariana's like, ew.
She's like, it wouldn't be a lot if he takes care of his toes.
But yay, the Usos win.
Oh, that was bad fake commentary there.
Yeah, that was bad fake commentary. We see... Uh-oh! Eva's in trouble! Wait! second.
Yeah, we will.
Because they're now addressing John Uso's foot. Oh!
Ooh, more blood. Whoa. More blood. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
He has some blood issues there. Jerry Lawler's there. Our truth is up being a doctor looking right at it.
Aww. Dude, get that stuff fixed, man!
Yeah.
Now she's like, had you taken care of it before this, wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah.
Get your wife on, Trinity! Get your wife on! That's how you do it.
He's like, I don't want to hear it now. And you can look now.
Oh, Drew. Hi, Drew. You're so pretty. Wait, did she call him Ginger?
Yeah, she called him Ginger.
Oh, Ginger has a mad.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, that is part of, you know, when you're with someone, you pick up stuff from each other, just not toe fungus. And we see Nikki's slutty nurse's outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to get into this.
All right. Get into it.
Let's see if we can get through this by the commercial break. So, I can cut Eva Marie a little slack because it's her first time. Okay? Get that. It is her first time re-announcing. I can understand that. I can empathize. Fine. You were not as good as as a professional. Understand that. That being said, you forgot somebody. And it's like, her justification for it is like, it's my first time, but at least I didn't cheat. Like, she actually said that. At least I didn't cheat. You forgot someone.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, this is supposedly on Monday Night Raw on live television, and you forgot someone, and your justification for it is, at least I didn't cheat. You just made Mark look like a complete idiot. Your boss looks stupid because he's the one that gave you the opportunity, and you completely blew it. Mm. And now he's gonna get crap for it because you went out there and sucked. It's like, you had all week to learn this stuff. Because, you know, they told her in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She knew, going in, exactly which match she was doing.
She had at least a couple days to prepare for who she was actually ringing up, like, probably. They probably told her Sunday what the deal was.
Yeah, so it's like you... And she probably only did the one match.
That's all she was doing. She was doing the one match on WWE Superstars.
Yeah, and it's like, it's one match, you knew it in advance, and it's like, you had enough time. It's like, you're working with Mark, you supposedly had a rehearsal, and clearly she, you know, pulled it off in rehearsal, and then she gets on live television and she forgets. Which, it's understandable. Okay, fine.
Lillian Garcia has done it multiple times. And she
Lillian Garcia has forgotten.
Yes, and we're back.
We'll get into this more.
Yeah.
Jinder's about to go off and Drew stops him.
Yeah. Jinder is pissed.
Dude, he has every right to be pissed.
Oh, he does, without question.
She apologizes, which is what she should. And now she's getting a lecture about showing respect. And basically, you should know everything and have respect for people that have been there. Now Heath Slater's talking to her.
Yeah. You chose not to cheat. You had one. You had two lines.
Ava, you had one job! One job!
And it was not that hard of a job.
Oh my god, that's what she's taking away from this. You completely screwed up. You have people pissed off at you, but hey, I didn't cheat.
She didn't cheat.
Yeah!
She didn't cheat. Give her credit. She didn't cheat.
Oh
and
god.
Here we go. Here comes Nurse Nikki. In full getup. She wants to take care of her patient. She's going to nurse John back to health.
Aren't they not supposed to be having sex for 2 weeks?
He's not supposed to move his arm. And, well, I think that rule went out the window, because, you know, he's Superman and all.
Yeah, pretty much. And now we're with Trinity and John, and, well, they're out somewhere.
They're going to the doctor. The foot and ankle specialist to get his toe checked out.
Yay! And he don't want to be there, you can tell.
There's a fungus in his toe.
Ew. Too many doctors! Too much medical! Not okay with this!
Trinity's like, it's gonna be all over soon. Ugh.
Ew. Ew. He's complaining about he didn't have enough anesthetic.
Yeah. The USO's face is priceless.
He's like, oh god. Dude, that sucks. I've had to have stuff done on my toes. Yeah, you just have to sit there and watch it. It's not fun.
No, it's not.
And now he's getting his foot wrapped up.
Trinity's concerned. She wants the men in her family to be healthy. Trinity's like, see, he's going to thank me when it's all said and done. And then the doctor says it could spread to other people. And
and now Trinity's not happy.
She's like, oh, hell no.
Uh-oh. John's in trouble. Both of them.
Yeah.
Based on what just happened in the upcoming. Because, uh-oh, here comes the paperwork.
All right, so where do you want to continue?
Again, it's something of... Just to pick right back up where we left off, I love that her justification is she didn't cheat. Like, that's what she takes away from this. Not that you should have respect for the people that came before you. Not that you should, you know, maybe learn the roster. Maybe know who's on the roster. You know, not even to do your job properly. It's, I didn't cheat. That's what she takes away from this. It's like, never mind that you made yourself your boss... And everybody in that match looked like complete and total goofs. Because, you know, everybody was like, wait, what? Did she forget gender?
Yeah, whoever was paying attention to... She's like, did she forget him? I think she did.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, she forgot gender. I didn't hear him. And he was hot, too.
He was pissed the F off.
And Heath and Drew were trying to calm him down, but Drew wasn't much better.
No.
Drew was pissed. Heath was the calmest of the three. And Heath was basically giving her the talk of, you know, look, you gotta do your job. You've gotta have respect if you wanna survive here.
Right.
And I get that it was her first time. I get you get nervous. But there's a difference between being nervous that maybe you mess up a line... to completely forgetting somebody.
Right.
It's like if you flub his name, it's like it's one thing if he walked out and she said Jinder Mahal. Like that's one thing. But she completely forgot him.
Yeah, she did.
I can't get past it. I'm sorry. I have a problem with this. I can't get past it where it's like, and she's just like, you know, but it's all good because I didn't cheat.
No, she was good. She did not use a script. She did not do what Dwayne Johnson and write it on her hand.
And, like, the one saving grace that Steph says is that, you know, oh, well, at least, or Natty says is at least Steph isn't there.
And if Steph was there, well, well.
Yeah, and, well, here's the thing, is it's like, it's still going to get back to her.
Oh, yeah.
Because just because Steph isn't there doesn't mean that Hunter and Vince aren't.
Right.
Like, it sucks that she got nervous. It sucks that she messed up, and I hate that she messed up, but it's like, there's a point where you're expected to do your job. This wasn't NXT. This wasn't some indie level promotion.
This is World Wrestling Entertainment on their television programs, whatever it may be, even if it's Superstars. It's a worldwide television show.
Yeah, you're at least expected to be professional. Because while Justin Roberts and Lillian Garcia flub, you don't hear it that often.
Right. Now Trinity wants to make sure her toes are clean, and so there's no nasty fungus on her toes from him. Big turtle shell toenails from the Uso. She is a little.
Oh, she's got it! Oh, somebody's in trouble!
He's like, you better take care of your feet. And then she smacks him across the head.
That was amazing!
We're gonna FaceTime with Brian.
Josie's looking at the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Brian. He's exhausted. He's ready to go to sleep.
He's running out of clean clothes.
You gotta find a washing machine, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just having a sweet little conversation.
She's upset that she's, you know, missing her man. Yeah, the dog is so upset.
Dog's like, I want to go sleep. Mm-hmm. Now we're back at John Cena's house. Nikki's unpacking. So wait, is that just her closet?
Apparently, there's all her shoes there. This is very Sex in the City for her. Look at them.
That's a lot of money in shoes. I'm just going to point that out. She's got nothing but Louboutins in there. That's a lot of money in shoes.
Yeah.
Basically, he's finding out if, you know, she's getting settled. Uh-oh. Basically, there's now this really awkward moment where John's asking her to sign something.
Can you sign this cohabitation agreement for me?
Basically, he does not want to have this moment on camera. You could tell. He does not want to do this. And basically, it's a letter that basically states his rights and her rights. He's already signed it.
And Nikki's in shock, and John's like, oh, you don't want to be doing this right now, but we're going to do it for the camera. And Nikki's John was basically like, don't be upset at me, but we got, if you really want to live here, you gotta do this.
Yeah, this is kind of that moment where it's, this is the most awkward time to do it, because it's like, she's already moved, she's already there, her stuff has already shown up, she's unpacked, pretty much, with the exception of, like, one last box, and then you walk up to her and you spring this agreement on it, where on her, where it's like, oh yeah, by the way, if you want to stay, you have to sign this.
Yeah, because my lawyer basically said, you need to do this. It's basically what happened. Lawyers got involved here. Because they're protecting John.
You know, honestly, John has probably some really smart lawyers. And this is no offense to Nikki. This is for pretty much any of them, because it's like they're trying to, and John is trying to protect everything they've earned.
Right. He has assets that he needs to protect. He is the quote-unquote face of WWE, technically. He is their spokesman. He is their marketing guy. He's who the company is built around. He's worth millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So, that he has to protect himself, and this is what he has to do to protect himself. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's awkward as hell, but there's nothing wrong with it.
There's totally nothing wrong with it. You don't, I mean, it's like you look at guys like, for example, the best example you can give is Ric Flair and his financial troubles and the fact that it's resulting from marriages that have gone wrong, and he's got multiple divorces, he's got alimony, he's got everything you can possibly think of, and because of that, he's lost everything he's earned, and he's working in his 60s. You know, John Cena, he's living the high life right now, but, you know, he's out now for 6 months because of major elbow surgery. His body is not lasting as well as it used to. It's starting to break down a little bit, so it's something of John maybe has a very limited time left in the business working.
At his peak.
Yeah, exactly, at this level, so it's eventually he's going to begin to decline, and the money's going to start to trickle off, and so it's something of, I can totally understand why his lawyers, and he would want to protect himself. You want to hold on to that money, because it's like you've worked your butt off to get that money, and then have somebody just come in and take it. That's not right.
Right. And
we're back.
We're back to the same, we're at that spot. He's handing her the paper as she pulls up her dress.
Nikki, you have, not to interrupt the serious moment, but you have D-cup boobs. You cannot wear strapless tops. Basically, one of the things that gets pointed out is in the event that, you know, anything happens, she gets up to 40 hours at his request to leave.
Right. It slipped his mind, and now he had time to think of it.
Who forgets about this kind of thing?
Well, he had major surgery.
It would take at least probably 2 weeks for those boxes to get across country.
And now she's leaving. She's going to get a hotel. Because she has to do some thinking after this.
He has a guest house. I'd like to point that out.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants to be anywhere near
him. No, she probably doesn't. He's standing there really awkwardly.
Though she has no problem taking one of his cars and driving away.
Right! And of course, you know, she takes at least $100,000 to $150,000 car.
Right. She's always like, if I don't sign this, there's no future for us. And there's John puzzling, and Nikki's driving away, and
In tears.
To be continued.
Oh.
We get some arguing between Dan O'Brien and Bree.
Bree. Ooh, that's heating up. Oh, we're getting stuff between Eva and Natty. And stuff between the sisters. Oh, this is going to be good.
This is going to be really interesting. That's some interesting stuff right there.
That is some interesting stuff. So before we sort of get into everything, let's talk about that last little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Because we actually have clips that will tie into that after we get done with this. But yeah, I have to agree, and this is probably done for TV. I have little doubt that the agreement is in fact real. But the moment was obviously done for TV, potentially. Because unless he just looked really uncomfortable. Because you could tell he's like, I don't want to be doing this right now.
He's really not trying to speak. He's just talking like this with his teeth together.
Yeah, it's like basically he probably wanted to do it in private because he's an excessive private person, you can tell, when it comes to that kind of relationship. And they're like, no, give it to her on camera, it'll be great. And I have little doubt she would have reacted the same way.
This is true reaction. This is true reality.
And, you know, honestly, I feel a little bit bad for her. I mean, that was kind of a dick move. I'm not going to lie. It's like, you asked her to move in with you, and then she packs all her boxes, she ships them across the country, and then she moves in. And there's probably a period of time of about a month in which all of this occurred.
Which is what she brought up.
And, you know, it's like for him to say, it slipped my mind about the agreement. That's really kind of a cop-out. It's like, I know you're a busy guy and everything, but you knew she was moving in for a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's something of, you should have brought this up to her, either while she was shipping her stuff across country, or while she was, you know, or when it showed up, or whatever. You had multiple opportunities. Hell, when you asked her to move in.
This should have been the discussion.
This should have been discussed, where it's, you know, when he asked her to move in with him, it should have been, oh, by the way, you know, part of this deal is you have to sign an agreement. And I'm sure she would have been totally fine with it. It's something of, it's a protective measure. It's a cautionary measure.
Right.
I don't know who you are. I've never lived with you before. He just got out of a really nasty divorce. So it's understandable that he and his lawyers want to protect what he has. But it's like, this is kind of a dick move on Cena's part. After she's already moved in.
Yeah,
she's
already there. If she wasn't already there, that's one thing. But she's in the house now.
She's in the house, she's getting settled, she's unpacked, pretty much, and he hands her this agreement, so it's like, basically, she really doesn't have any choice to sign it.
It's either sign it or break up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the literal translation of that is, and that's probably maybe a technique he did to strong arm her, I don't know. But yeah, it's like, you know, if you want to stay, basically, if you don't want to have to pack all your crap back up in humiliation and leave, then you gotta sign this. Otherwise, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, it's probably over after that. Like, that's a jerk thing to do.
It is.
And speaking of that, do we maybe want to get into the clips for this upcoming week? Because I think we have a clip regarding that, don't we?
We certainly do. Oh.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
So, John basically handed me a paper that I have to sign. And it's basically about living in his home. In the beginning it goes, although I do not wish to be formal, I do not want there to be any misunderstanding regarding your presence at the home as my guest.
What the?
I don't know where this is coming from. Is that all I'm ever going to be in your heart as a guest? Am I ever going to have that permanent spot in the rest of your life? In the event that I ask you to vacate the home, you agree to immediately vacate the home and remove any and all items you may have brought into the home as soon as possible.
That's like the weirdest, craziest thing I've ever heard of.
We didn't know that existed.
I just don't understand it.
To be honest, I don't either, because, you know, I feel like a normal relationship, like, that would never come up, and Brian would never do that to me. We're all both on the same page in our relationship.
I just don't know what to feel. I'm so confused. I don't know if it's disrespect or I need to be understanding, but I don't understand. I don't know what to feel.
No, you don't need to understand that.
Oh.
The first time you move in with someone, like, that's you trusting him completely and giving him everything.
Kind of makes me second guess where John and I stand in our relationship. I love John, but maybe he knows that he doesn't want to be with me forever.
For him to do that, it's just kind of... makes
me scared for you. Like, is this guy, like, really serious about you? So, the reaction to that one for you is...
I'm with Bree. I mean, yeah, it's... I'm with both of them. It's like, that's... And that's kind of what we've been saying from the get-go and kind of wondering is, does he really love her? Is he really going to be with her? And, you know, in most normal relationships, she's right. That would not come up. That being said, John Cena and Nikki Bella are not a normal relationship. They're a celebrity couple. And this is something that is probably more common with celebrity couples than it is normal relationships. And even in normal relationships, sometimes this happens. It's just, it all depends on how much you want to protect yourself. How much do you trust the other person? And it's very clear that Nikki 100% trusts John, or at least she did, and John doesn't trust her.
Right. John is not trusting her. So there's, you know, where at least Nikki thought they were, they're not in that position right now.
Right, so they're severely questioning the relationship, or she's questioning the relationship, questioning what's happening as far as that paperwork is concerned. And as we said before the clip, he had ample time to tell her. Even if he didn't have the paperwork drawn up, he had ample time to tell her that basically, look, I'm going to need you to sign some paperwork when you move in, just as a legal precaution.
Right.
That's all he had to tell her, and she probably would be okay with it. But, you know, it's like you can applaud him for wanting to protect himself, but at the same time, it's like this was a really, really dick move to give it to her now. And you have to wonder where this is going to go, because now it's like, you know, Nikki's sort of been living in this dream, and now reality has set in. It's like if you want to be, and this is a good lesson for anybody, that wants to be with him, not just her. You know, anybody, all these women out there that dream about being with John Cena, this is the life.
This is what you sign up for.
This is what you're signing up for, you know, and it's something of he's going to protect himself. He's going to look out for his own interests, as well as, you know, obviously hers, because that agreement protects her as well. You know, basically it's he just can't say, you know, well, get out and I'm keeping your stuff because, you know, basically she's got a legal agreement that says I can take my stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lock... Basically, she can't come home one night and get locked out of the house and have all her stuff sitting in the driveway.
No.
He can't do that to her.
No. He has to formally throw her, you know, ask her to leave and you go from there.
Yeah, so it's protecting both of them, but still it's the way that it was done. But yeah, I feel for Nikki because she got her bubble burst and that sucks. And it's suddenly you're going from, hey, we're moving in together and we're moving to that next step and it's going to be wonderful and, you know, nothing but sunshine and rainbows to reality where it's, you know, my dream guy maybe isn't my dream guy.
Yeah, she got her bubble burst big time. She was falling in love. It may question whether he's truly falling in love.
I think he loves her to a point, and maybe he loves her completely. It's just he has trust issues, and I think that brings out a good question of, can you really have a relationship without trust? And at least the way I was always brought up and the way I've always seen relationships is, no, you can't. trust is a complete 100% vital part of a relationship.
Yeah, there is no, if you don't trust the person you're with, there is no relationship.
Yeah, so things are going to get interesting next week. We'll have to see if they resolve, and, well, if John and Nikki can get over this hurdle, because this is a big one. Not gonna lie.
Correct. But we have one other clip, thanks to our friends at E, that we're gonna get into right now, concerning one Natty Neidhart. So, take a listen to this.
I really appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, no problem. What are you looking to work on?
I just want to, like, show, you know, Hunter and Vince that I, like, am in really good ring shape, and I'm ready to, like, kind of get back into the title picture.
Yeah.
Right, keep going. Keep going. And then you drop out to your knee there.
Did you just lock up with me?
And then if I want to play,
that was so good.
Matt, I didn't know you were coming here today.
We're just moving, work on, go behind. Lock up.
Now, why don't you?
I'm practicing wrestling right now. Lock up. Well, surprise, surprise. TJ sees Fandango without his shirt on, and all of a sudden he's not interested in Eva's push-up bra anymore. He's paying attention to me.
Old Fandango, he's pretty hot over there. He's got his shirt off. I guess the air conditioning is it.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you guys and what you were doing, so.
No, the air conditioning stopped hitting this ring, too. It's so weird. I don't know what's going on.
What is that?
You want to run the ropes a bit?
Natty, do you want to come in here?
What? Hey, you can't deal with the fans?
She asked me to work out with her, man. I don't know what you want me to do.
He realizes we're married, right, old Fandango?
Jay, how do you think it makes me feel walking in here and seeing you guys train?
Well, Eva, thank you very much. I'm going to get out of here.
Thank you, TJ.
See you. Hopefully we don't have to work too soon, Fandango.
Matt, I'll see you at home if you show up.
All right, one, Norman Smiley. Awesome. The Big Wiggle. He's one of the trainers at NXT.
Go, Norman!
The Big Wiggle. Always a classic. Alright. So Natty's trying. Natty was jealous that Tyson, or TJ, Tyson, whatever you want to call him, was working with Eva. So she gets Fandango, gets him in the ring. She wants to work out with Fandango to prove to, you know, Vince and Hunter that she's in ring shape, wants a title shot. And TJ, oh, he gets jealous. And the looks on Fandango's face is like, I don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, it's awkward.
She asked me. I'm innocent. I'm just here with my shirt off. Innocent. Pure innocence.
Yeah, he's like, she asked me, dude. She asked me.
Yeah. So, there's some interesting drama between Natty and TJ and Eva Marie and Fandango next week on Total Divas as well.
So things are heating up relationship-wise. Could be, at least for Natty and TJ, the honeymoon is over, as it were. And, well, John and Nikki, we'll have to see where that goes, but I'm excited.
I'm excited. One more thing before we I got a couple things, actually. One, we found the clip of the WWE Superstars. They cut out the introduction.
They did. They completely did. We were so disappointed.
Very, very disappointed. It just says, 3MB.
In the still same high screeching voice. So they either had to reshoot it or they just shot that for TV.
Or they cut her. They probably cut the, you know, her audio at one point. That's all. And then the other point is, we're starting this hashtag. Where's JoJo?
Really? Where is JoJo? Like, we're seeing little bits of her, but I want to see more of JoJo. I'm curious about her. It's like, yeah, Eva Marie, the screw up. I want to see what AJ, or not AJ, JoJo can do. I know what AJ can do. But I want to see what JoJo can do. I'm really, really curious about her.
So people, get all on the Twitters. Where's JoJo?
Hashtag where's JoJo?
You want to know, where's JoJo? So,
alright, well, on that note, we are going to wrap this shindig up. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us of episode 11 of Total Divas. We'll be back with all the drama next week of episode 12. So until then, you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you next week. Bye!